Thrive Electric Week on WLR.
With BYD Waterford. Meet Waterford's newest car brand. The biggest car brand you never heard of.
So as we know, a lot of electric car sales have gone down in the last while. Some people are looking at electric cars. We're going to try and give as many explanations this week. What is an electric car? What are the differences? We'll talk about, I suppose, changing technologies, the battery power, the ranges and things like that. Not to try to get people to buy more electric cars. That is part of the issue. I think personally, people should be buying more electric cars because it is and does make sense for the environment. Very, very much so. And in terms of the longer, I suppose, situation, it works out very well. So let's see if we'll have a chat with Shane O'Donoghue, editor of CompleteCar.ie. Good morning, Shane.
Morning, Damien.
Good to talk to you. The history of the electric car in conjunction with the history of the motor car and how we got here. Hit me, please, Shane.
Oh God, I didn't realize it was going to be that detailed. Well, electric cars actually are some of the very first electric cars are pretty much as old as the motor car we know today. But the very early examples, like the early 1900s, the battery technology was nowhere near good enough, along with other technology in the car. So it just never took off, and internal combustion engines found favor, and you know, it went from there. Now, fast forward to today, or the modern day, and electric cars have been in development recent years for, you know, nigh on 20 years or more now. I suppose one of the models that popularized it was the Nissan Leaf and the Renault Zoe, the Nissan is still in production today, the Renault's gone. But they were the first popular ones, and it's kind of, in the last 20 years, it was very slow, very gradual increase in the number of models. Until about 5 years ago, there was massive increase in the amount of development by the car manufacturers. And that's, of course, in line with legislation, which is defining that in Europe in particular, eventually internal combustion engine cars will be impossible to manufacture them, be illegal to manufacture them. So we're in a situation now where the car manufacturers' role planning for that time in the future where that will be happening, and so there's been a slow take up in buying of electric cars, obviously, in that time. So now today we pretty much have electric cars in every sector of the new car market, where there's small models, there's, you know, the saloons, there's SUVs, there's luxury cars, there's sports cars, and we're in an interesting transition phase, I would put it.
Like, in an ideal world, in my opinion, Shane, everybody should be driving an electric car because it makes sense for the environment. If it was possible in terms of the range and getting rid of range anxiety, it would be better because we cannot keep using oil and gas. We cannot keep using fossil fuels. The pollution, the problems with the world. And again, one electric car for one family is not going to solve the world's problems, but it can help. And if everybody was in electric cars, it would just be brilliant, wouldn't it?
Yeah, there's no doubt. Climate change has been driven by burning of fossil fuels, and it kind of all boils down to that. So while electric cars today are hardly perfect, and you know, right now there are plenty of people that feel that it doesn't suit them, doesn't suit their needs, and that's absolutely the case. It's still, you know, we have to make it work, or have to make zero emissions motoring work, whether that is electric cars or something else in the future, who knows? But right now, it is electric cars. That's the game in town. That's what all the money is being put behind in terms of development. And yes, we have to focus on getting people out of fossil fuel burning cars eventually. And I think this is a very important thing. I used the word transition a minute ago. And we all want to be in a world that's cleaner and, you know, where the climate isn't being changed by us as humans. But it's going to take a while to get to that. So we need to bring everybody with us. So we need to make sure that everybody is catered for. So there are people right now who are thinking, there's no way I'm ever going to have an electric car. And so we need to make sure we're talking to those
people.
It's
not running
at
the minute. No, it's not. Sorry, yeah, no, 100%, yeah. Can I just ask you then, in terms of people that are looking to buy electric cars, if you wouldn't mind, Shane, can you give some simple advice?
Yeah, the first thing to do is be realistic with the range and your needs. So sit down, work out what mileage you do in most of the time. So your daily life, your commuting, whatever, and be realistic about your annual mileage as well. The next thing is charging. Now, right now, the public charging network just isn't quite good enough, especially if you're relying on it. It's fine if you have to use it every now and then, but make sure you know where you're going to charge your car. So make sure you can set up a charger at home if you can, or at work. Or if you can't do any of those things, if you don't have private parking, you're in an apartment, you're renting, whatever, you make sure you know where your nearest charger is that you could use regularly. That is probably a key tip there. Next one is don't worry too much about range if you don't drive very far. I mean, the average person, I think the figures are so low. It's something like 70 kilometers a week or something. The average driver, it's far below what most electric cars can do these days. But yet there's such a big obsession with how far an electric car can go because it is less convenient to charge it up than to fuel up a petrol or diesel car. So be realistic, I think.
Yeah, and we're going to be talking to a chap now in a second of exactly that. I might chat to you later in the week, Shane, if that's possible on Friday, because we're doing a full week of this and trying to educate people, and we're just trying to scratch the surface on it today. Is that okay?
No problem.
Listen, completecar.ie. Shane, it's good to talk to you again. Appreciate it. God bless.
Bye for now.
Thanks, Shane. Thanks very much. 083-333-975. Now, just to let you know, in the last few seconds, Thomas Barr has finished third, I believe, in his semi-final. So he has to wait for the second semi-final to see if he's qualified for the final. He ran a very good race and he's just finished third. He will qualify as the fastest loser if his time is okay. So we'll come back to that in a few minutes. A couple of people texting in about electric cars. I'll come back to that in a second. I'm going to go straight to a lovely chat I had, and we'll have lots of this during the week, with Joe Martin, who is the head of BYD in Waterford, just on the Inner Ring Road. You might know it. Really nice garage, lovely staff in there. Special mention to all the staff and to Trish working there at the desk. And Joe had a little chat with him and he showed me some of what BYD have on offer.
Wow,
that looks lovely, Joe.
How's it going, David?
Good, yeah, good to see you again.
Yeah, great.
So looking to the left here, I'm looking at three very shiny, bright, beautiful cars. To the right, a blue one. And what's that colour at the end?
That's skiing white.
Say it again?
Skiing white.
Skiing white.
Yeah. Couldn't just be white, it had to be skiing.
What am I looking at here? Give me the visual description of these three.
So the one at the very far end is our SUV, which is the Atto 3. Yeah, so a mid-sized family SUV. The one in the middle is your smaller car, which is a Dolphin, which is your hatchback. Yeah, so city driving. And then, of course, we have the bestseller, which is the BYD Seal.
Yeah, BYD Seal. So it's a lovely white car. I'm looking at the
saloon.
Saloon.
Yeah.
It looks, and the price there beside it, 46,000.
Yeah. So 46,500 net of VRT grants, VRT and SEI grants on the road. It's 82.5 kilowatt battery. Range on that one is, which is the rear wheel drive, is 570 kilometers, Damien.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Also comes in a four-wheel drive, yeah, and that's 520 kilometres range on that one as well.
Wow. We'll explain that to listeners now in a minute. And over here to the right, what am I looking at?
Again, it's the Atto 3, but it's in the design model, which is a higher spec, yeah, a few extra functionalities on it. And again, the Dolphin at the end, which we said was the skiing white.
Open up one of them there for me, and I'll just sit in for a second just to see what we'll have a look at. Okay, so we're going to have a look at the Seal.
To open up there now for you, Damien, yeah. So retractable mirrors, yeah, coming out. Retractable door handles, as you can see, yeah.
Retractable door handles. So literally they go in. Oh, wow, that's brilliant.
Just come round to the back. Yeah, we have the boot. Again, electronic tailgate. So you'll be quite adept in the boot there, and additional storage underneath, as you can well see. In the rear there also you have reverse camera and reverse sensors.
So I've just opened, you've opened the door there, and this is just space age type of stuff, isn't it?
Yeah. The seats are vegan leather, fully electric, memory electric seating on it, heated and ventilated for those summer days when we do get a summer. Economies of scale with BYD, because everything is actually built through BYD. Yeah, the only aspects of it that are actually sold or built by BYD are the tyres, And the glass is actually in the car. So if you want to look upwards, you've got a full panoramic roof.
Okay, sit in there beside me for a second. I'm just look behind me there now. A full panoramic glass roof.
100%.
That is just beautiful. Yeah. It's like something you'd see in a movie, genuinely. You know, I have an old car myself. And
So it is the Chinese built from, say, 2016. They engaged an Audi designer, Wolfgang Eger. So when you look at the car, it looks more like a European car, a far more European car in terms of design quality exterior wise. And then from an interior point of view, it's far more premium. So you're up there with premium models when you look at the spec. You can feel it. Again, I've had customers who have had looked at one or two brand marks that were a lot more expensive. Yeah, and thankfully they've seen our car and engaged and purchased.
Now, the five cars that you showed me already that we had a look at, are they all electric?
Everything we have in the showroom currently is electric, yeah. There is a hybrid model coming to the market, yeah, which will be roughly around September 2024.
What is the difference between hybrid and purely electric?
Well, purely electric is electric. Nothing else. It's a motor train that is electric, yeah, and hybrid has an electric functionality for a range, and it varies across different marks, and then engages either petrol or diesel. Yeah, primarily petrol.
So a hybrid, for people that don't know, you'll still put petrol or diesel into it,
yeah,
but as it's going, you can click into a button, press a button, and it becomes electric to save on the diesel effectively.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I know we don't have electric zones in cities and things like that, but across Europe there is, say, in Paris and London, you know, so you can flip it off when you're not in the central, say, London or Paris, and then when you get into the central London or Paris, you can flip it back on again. So you can actually have that functionality. So it's catering to the motoring needs of each individual.
Now, we drive electric cars as well as part of WLR. I've driven electric cars for a few years. I don't have an electric car myself. You and me weren't reared with electric cars.
No, we weren't.
What do you think of them?
Genuinely, I'm totally blown away.
Why?
Well, look, I'll put it this way, Damien. I spent nearly 20 years with Peugeot. And when I heard that BYD were actually coming to the Irish market, which they did in 2023, it was a no-brainer for me, because I literally saw the future. This is where it's going. It's happening. That's the place I had to be.
Mm. Now, obviously, all car manufacturers do their own brands, do their different electrics. BYD has, it seems to me, gone really, really big on the electric.
Well, it's a 29-year history. It's 29 years in the making. It wasn't BYD as a company, started 29 years ago, started making small batteries, etc. You've got an iPhone probably on you, or an iPad at home, and we've all been living with these sort of technologies and everything else, but each one in every four has a BYD battery in them. So we've been living with BYD for the last X amount of decade and a bit, but from a car perspective, this is where we're at now. But they are the leading cutting-edge people, as you said, yeah, in terms of manufacture, in terms of technology, battery efficiency, range. You'll see shortly when we go on a test.
Yeah, take us on a spin, absolutely, yeah. And it's one of the things that when I did start driving electric cars a few years ago, the range anxiety got to me.
Range anxiety, well, it was there. It shouldn't be anymore. And as I said to you, just as we were standing outside, the car you're actually currently sitting in has a range of 570 kilometres. Now, let's just say you wanted to drive to Malinhead or Donegal. You're going to take a break. You're not going to drive all the way to Donegal, are you, Damien? Didn't think so. So if you stopped and you put it on a fast charge, yeah, you can go from 30% to 80% in under 29 minutes.
Wow, good figures. Thanks, Joe, for that. We'll have a lot more from Joe during the week and more of your texts and comments.